You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization reiterates its message of warning regarding the Delta coronavirus variant. General Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world's unvaccinated remain the most at risk.
There is currently a lot of concern about the Delta variant, and WHO is concerned about it too. Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far, has been identified in at least 85 countries, and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations. As some countries ease public health and social measures, we're starting to see increases in transmission around the world.
No room for complacency, says the European Commission. Vice President Margaritis Schinas calling the increasing spread of the COVID-19 Delta strain across Europe a worrying trend.
We are not improvising. We are following very closely whatever the scientific advice is telling us. And the scientific advice we're getting from the ECDC is not good. Based on the estimated transmission advantage of the Delta variant and the using modeling forecasts, the ECDC is telling us that 70% of the new infections are projected to be due to this variant in Europe by early August. 90% of infections will be of this variant by the end of August. So there is clearly a very worrying trend.
He's warned that the relaxing of restrictions over the European summer could lead to higher hospitalisation and more deaths from the virus. However, some people remain focused on other matters. The UEFA Euro 2020 Championships are drawing crowds at stadiums and at home. The clash between Croatia and Spain, held in Denmark, saw fans travel from across the continent. Their final destination will be Wembley Stadium in London for the finals, something Vice President Schinas thinks needs reconsideration.
A titre personnel,
but on a personal level, I would like to share my doubt with you about the possibility of organising the final or the semi-final in Wembley in a full stadium. Given that the United Kingdom is restricting its citizens' movements to the European Union, there needs to be a certain amount of symmetry in these kinds of decisions, a certain amount of proportionality. So I think here that UEFA would do well to carefully analyse its decision.
The European Commission announced that it expected EU member states to fully apply recommendations on barring entry to Europe for unvaccinated, non-essential British travellers. The Commission's comments come on the same day Portugal implemented a rule ordering unvaccinated British travellers to quarantine for 2 weeks after arriving. However, the United Kingdom's new Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, says restrictions within the country won't be extended past mid-July.
We see no reason to go beyond the 19th of July. Because, in truth, no date we choose comes with zero risk for COVID. We know we cannot simply eliminate it. We have to learn to live with it. We also know that people and businesses need certainty. So we want every step to be irreversible.
In Israel, Dr. Anan Shachar, head doctor with the Health Ministry's COVID-19 task force, says some 85% of the adult population is fully vaccinated.
In Israel, we have a new wave of Delta variant. Like all over the world, the difference between us and the rest of the world, that we have a major percentage of vaccinations in Israel, especially the elderly in the risk factors. With the FDA approval lately, with the over 12, we are concentrating on vaccinating this group of age, 12 to 15, and now we are focusing and putting our weight of explaining and making them understand the importance of the vaccination.
Both Israel and the United Kingdom are at the top of the list of countries with the highest vaccination rates. New research out of the United Kingdom suggests it might soon become even easier to reach immunity by mixing COVID-19 vaccine doses. The study conducted by Oxford University compared mixed two-dose schedules of Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines and concluded that in any combination, they produce high concentrations of antibodies against the coronavirus spike protein. The data provides support for the decision of some European countries that have started offering alternatives to AstraZeneca as a second shot after the vaccine was linked to a rare blood clotting disorder. But the Oxford professor behind the trial, Matthew Snape, says the study's not large enough to recommend a broader shift away from clinically approved schedules on its own.
We know that the standard schedules with AstraZeneca and Pfizer do protect against disease. So I think that should be the default option. We have enormous safety databases on those schedules, and we know they protect against disease. But we have shown that the mixed schedules do generate a good immune response. So if there were circumstances that meant that you needed to change things around or you needed flexibility, then I think our data are very reassuring that that would be okay.
And despite breakthroughs, the vaccine supplies are still not available for everyone. Dr. Waheed Aryan, UK-based founder and CEO of the Aryan Telehealth charity, is pleading for more COVID-19 resources to be sent to developing and conflict-ravaged countries like his native Afghanistan.
And because of ongoing conflict in the provinces, and that's coming very closer to the center capital now as well, many people, they have got don't have access to specialist centers, they don't have access to even basic medical centers, they don't have access to medication or to the basic necessities of life, such as food. Humanitarian aid is in huge shortage in Afghanistan. So there's a huge disparity there.
In China, vaccination is ongoing, with vaccine manufacturers yet to be adopted by Western governments. Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines have been given emergency approval by the World Health Organization, however, are used mostly across the developing world. Wang Wenbin, Minister of Foreign Affairs spokesman, says the vaccines work despite efficacy being questioned this week by the Italian Prime Minister.
China has always attached great importance to the safety and efficacy of vaccines. We have also noted that many countries and health authorities in the world have made positive comments on the safety and efficacy of Chinese vaccines. Surveys in some countries also show that local people have full confidence and trust in Chinese vaccines. China will continue to make tangible contributions to the equity and accessibility of vaccines in developing countries.
Russia is also accelerating inoculation with its homemade Sputnik V vaccine. This week, hospitality venues in the capital Moscow began asking patrons to provide proof of vaccination or a negative test result before entering venues. Cafes and bars must only admit customers who have been vaccinated, have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months, or can provide a negative coronavirus test from the previous 72 hours. Andrei Popov, who works in a city bar, isn't sure it's the right approach.
Usually we're full at this hour. Today we just had a few visitors, around 10 people. Usually at this hour, people come at lunch and there are no free tables. I don't think we'll have more visitors in the evening, as we don't have any reservations for tonight.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.